Animus, A Tale of Ardenia, Tales of Ardenia, Book 1, by Scott McKay. Retail audio sample. The force of Udars attacking up Sutton Hill from the south numbered close to 300, all on horseback, and they were the very definition of reckless abandon. There was no nuance or guile in the frontal assault the enemy was attempting against the Teryune contingent, diminished as it was by the colonel's choice to send 147 men west to counter the riders they'd seen attempting a flanking maneuver. Teryune had been correct to split his force, though that was risky. They were perhaps now outnumbered here against this party of savages, but not by an enormous measure. When David Stewart's force left camp, they still had 285 men. The Ardenians now held the all-important high ground on Sutton Hill, which, as Latham and the rest of the Teryune contingent poured fire on the advancing Udar, was worth double or triple their number, just as it had been in Dunnan's War. The enemy was losing warriors at a ghastly pace, but not enough to dissuade their charge. Arrows flew overhead in flocks as Latham and the rest of the Ardenians took cover with saddles and other equipment set in front as shields at the edge of the rise. A few arrows here and there lodged among the horses, which were collected in the middle of Sutton Hill. As Latham fired again, missing wide of a gigantic Udar galloping directly for him, to his right he could see one of the warriors spear an Ardenian with a halberd. He took better aim and drilled the huge man through the heart with a rifle shot. The Udar, who'd crested the hill and killed one of Latham's colleagues, was unhorsed by a pistol shot from Teryune. The colonel fired another bullet in him as he landed on his back from the fall. However, the Udar were getting closer to the top of the hill. There were still at least half of them in the battle. If they managed to turn this into a hand-to-hand fight, there was no guarantee of Ardenian victory, and even less of managing to save the survivors of the previous day's raids on Dunnan's claim. Just then, Latham could see a line of riders to his right cutting across the hillside behind the Udar. It was, he deduced, most of Stewart's detachment from Dunnan's port in Battleford. Latham estimated 90 or so riders, led by the Forling boy. He appeared to be an expert shot, scoring kills time after time with his rifle while at a gallop, and leading the Ardenians to a flanking maneuver which all but trapped the enemy on that hillside. Several of the Udar turned to face the cavalrymen, pumping bullets into the rear of their ranks, and the charge up the hill stalled. The defenders of Sutton Hill then poured on their rifle fire, and the battle quickly turned Ardenia's way. It was over in just a few minutes from there, the last shot fired knocking an Udar off his horse as he attempted to flee to the southeast. Only 2 or 3 dozen of the enemy managed a successful retreat. Not a rout, almost an annihilation. Forling rode up the hill to a chorus of huzzas from the defenders. His comrades followed. To the west, another contingent of riders continued much more slowly. "We've engaged the enemy to the west," Forling reported, as he dismounted in Teryune's presence, "and closed and destroyed him. Took some casualties, though. 34 dead, 20 wounded. That'll be the wounded coming up now." "Where's your commander?" asked Teryune. "He's one of the wounded, sir." Damn poor fortune, thought Latham. The Stuarts can hardly catch a break this week. As the camp's 3 doctors tended to the wounded, Stuart's travois mounted the hill. Latham helped carry his stretcher, untied from the horse, drawing it to the hilltop. The aging one-armed man looked white as a sheet. "A capital victory," he croaked in Teryune's direction. "You have my congratulations, Colonel." "Too expensive if we lose you, Commander," the Colonel said. "Don't you stop fighting." "I've had it," Stewart said. And to Robert, who had been with him for the ride back from the battle to the west, he shot a fervent look. "Listen to me, boy," he said feebly. "Yes, Uncle." "Tell your aunt. Tell Rebecca," he trailed off, then summoned his strength again. "You tell her I love her. You tell her I'll be waiting for her in the afterlife. And tell your cousins, Josie and Peter, tell them their father's going to miss them." David gasped in pain. "Robert," he wheezed. "Get Sarah. You go get Sarah."
"You think they have her, Uncle?"
"Go get Sarah. Bring her home safe. Ethan and Hannah, too. You're the head of the family now. Don't let them down."
"I will, Uncle. I will. Stay with me. We can't lose you. Fight for us."
"Gone to see my brother," he whispered. "See your dad and mom. Give them your love."
And with that, he was no more.